let me just say here, in general, the takeaway from this is that every tax-deferred retirement account can be made exempt. If it is not exempt already, you can make it exempt by investing it in an annuity. You can, if the account is not in an IRA, you can always roll over the account to an IRA, and you can always invest that account in an annuity. So that's kind of a beginning point on these. Sources of law is the next slide. As I say, there are no sources of law. There are sources of agency policy, maybe, that can always be changed. The federal Medicaid law does not require any of these exemptions. Now, in the slides and the paper, I'm calling these exemptions. The correct terminology is these are exclusions from counting as resources. So I apologize for not getting the terminology right. My friend Wes Wright correctly pointed out that exemptions applies to income, exclusions applies to resources or assets. No state rule, statute, or written policy requires the exemption or the exclusion of any retirement accounts, except what we have in our appendices that was obtained by the Texas chapter of NALA with a public information request. Therefore, all of these things can change at any notice, at any time, without notice. Next slide. Now, this policy change was announced at the University of Texas Law School's Special Needs Trust Conference in February of 2015. That's what kind of kicked off, historically, all of these changes that are not required by federal law. Sherry Nichols gave the presentation, and during the presentation, she said something to the effect that if an annuity is within an IRA, it's exempt. And there was silence in the room. After the presentation, several of us walked up to Sherry Nichols and said, "Well, now you do understand that if you have an account invested in stock in an IRA or an account invested in a CD, you can always sell that and buy an annuity." And she said, "Oh, yes, we understand that." And sure enough, they understand that. They understand that federal law does not require that, but that is the policy. We know it's the policy from those slides, and we know because over the last 5 years or so, we've had a lot of experience with that, and we learn about that from our own experience and from the Texas NALA listserv. So they're not really sources of law, but they're sources of oral tradition and practical experience, and that's all we have in this area. Now, second bullet on that. Now, first bullet, let's start with that. Only annuities can be exempt unless there is required minimum distributions, sometimes called MRD, minimum required distributions. And the RMD is that would be for anyone who's reached age 72 by the end of 2021, or anyone who has an inherited IRA. All inherited IRAs have required minimum distributions. So all of those are exempt. Something that is not really clearly in writing anywhere is that only IRAs get this treatment. And so if you have a 401k, a 403b, et cetera, it may not be accorded that treatment. But I have to tell you, last month we had a case go through in which a SEP IRA, not a traditional IRA, a SEP IRA, that we thought would not be exempted, was exempted. So we got a month more eligibility than we expected. We had the client roll it over into a traditional IRA and buy an annuity, but they exempted the SEP IRA. So we got an extra month. Now, we don't know. When they first started doing this, we exempted a 403B account. But then we've been hearing on the listserv that they won't do that. You've got to put it into an IRA. So you can see that there's not a lot of certainty in these policies. Now, One way of illustrating how this works is that there have actually been, we've had one case, and I've seen on the listserv, a strategy in which a couple spent down by rolling over retirement account assets without RMD into a deferred annuity in an IRA that would then be exempt. The way that works is, so, well, let's see, in the case we have, they had about $300,000 in a 401k. And so at the snapshot day, all of that counted. So they got the full approximately $130,000SPRA. Then the next month rolled over the IRA, the account into an IRA, and bought an annuity for $300,000. That made it all excluded, and they then qualified, and that worked fine.